Over 80% of their deaths remain unsolved, and the killers are never brought to court.
Journalists are killed everywhere, but in Russia, journalists are killed out of revenge. Killing serves as a threat to other journalists to silence them. Our profession has a bad reputation among the public in Russia.
The UN Committee Against Torture has criticized Russia in a report for failing to investigate the deaths of journalists. Russia is considered as one of the most dangerous countries for journalists to work in. Its southern Republic of Dagestan is becoming a hotspot for unlawfulness.
Since the start of 2000, 16 journalists have been killed in Dagestan. Not a single murder has been investigated, and federal media is ignoring this problem in the region.
The vast majority of journalists' killings in Russia is work-related. It's becoming a common place for Russian reporters to be threatened or assaulted, and authorities often turn a blind eye.
No investigation into journalist death has been completed in the Republic. The authorities are not doing their job. We know that authorities are not interested in investigating because they are often involved themselves.
The list of killed journalists is long in Russia. It includes a lot of prominent names, people known for their political work, and journalists reporting from remote Russian regions. Over 300 Russian families have lost their sons and daughters to their professional duty. These families are fighting in vain to bring the murderers of their loved ones to justice. Despite efforts to bring cases of journalists' deaths to public attention, impunity remains widespread. Julia Lyubova, Press TV, Moscow.